I invite you to follow along with Psalm 24 again on the yellow insert that you have today. And it begins dancing on the way to Jerusalem. The globe is God's and everything it is full of. All the earth and all that the earth sustains. He made it like a ball and set it spinning, gave it its place among the scheme of stars. And then the priest asks, who dare visit the Lord on his holy mountain? Who dare walk up to his door? And the answer from the congregation is, the one who has clean hands and a pure heart and does not long for what is false or lie when he is under oath, the one with an undissimulating heart, a heart that doesn't hide its true feelings, who has not sacrificed honesty to importance. This person will receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from God his Savior. Such is the company of those who seek him, who seek the face of God of Jacob. And the congregation shout, stand up, you gates, stand tall, swing open wide to let the King of Glory come in. And the gatekeeper at Jerusalem, seeing the assembly coming, he says, who is this King of Glory? And the answer from the people in another shout, it is the Lord, the Almighty, who comes victorious from all his battles. Stand up, you gates, stand tall, swing as wide as you can to let the King of Glory come in. Again, the gatekeeper says, who is this King of Glory? And the answer from the people, it is the Lord, the conqueror, who comes victorious with all his armies. A beat that's a song from the Algerian French musician named Guem. And I want you to hear it because there is a beat to Psalm 24. Psalm 24 is a psalm of dancing, the dance song of King David as he danced on his way to Jerusalem. I want you to imagine the scene from the 2 Samuel reading. As David, the Old Testament king, led a train of people towards Jerusalem. They had conquered the city and were making it the royal city now. And now they were bringing the Ark of the Covenant, the sacred chest that carried the tablets of the Ten Commandments and the law of God. They were bringing the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, asking God to be among them in the city. It's a cause for celebration. And so David dances and the people are singing, praising God with the beginning words of Psalm 24. The globe is God's and everything in it, all the earth and all that the earth sustains. He made it like a ball and set it spinning, gave it its place among the scheme of stars. The people are celebrating that God is creator of all things, that he is Lord over all things. So this is an incredible day of celebration, singing and dancing on their way to Jerusalem. But on their way, the priest stops the group. And the priest asks, who dare visit the Lord on this holy mountain? Who dare walk up to his door? In other words, he's asking, are you really prepared to go up and enter God's sanctuary? Are you truly ready to go before God's holiness? Which is how we get here on All Saints Day. Thinking of loved ones who died in the faith, thinking how one day we also will stand before the Lord in all his holiness, approaching that eternal city. And we have to wonder from time to time, are we truly ready to go before the Lord, that we go before God's holiness? When we die, the people answer in the next verses. They say, the one who has clean hands and a pure heart, the one with an undissimulating heart, a heart that doesn't hide its true feelings. This is the person who will receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from God his Savior. That is their answer to the priest. And with that kind of answer, perhaps it sounds like the people are confident in their own worthiness to go before the Lord. It kind of sounds like they think that they've gotten clean and pure by themselves, that they don't sin, and that's why they can go up and meet the Lord. But that's because we might easily miss what they're saying. That language that they're using about being clean and pure and true, receiving a blessing and righteousness from the Lord, that's the language of sacrifices and rituals that the Lord had established in the temple to cleanse the people from their sins. The people aren't saying that they are able to go up and meet with the Lord because of their own actions. They're saying they can only go up to see the Lord through the sacrifices, through the gift of God's mercy and forgiveness. The people understand that their relationship with God is based on grace, a gift from Him. I want you to look at the picture of Guem on your insert. It's the picture on his CD with his hands there. And the picture of Guem's hands makes me think of Christ's hands. Guem's hands are supplying the beat for the dance. And the hands of Christ supplied our salvation when they were nailed to the cross. So David dances on his way to Jerusalem, but all of his worship is based on things supplied from God. God supplies the victory, power, glory, and honor, all the blessings. The people dance and sing and celebrate, but the entrance of the people into God's presence is based on God's actions. God supplies the holiness and purity of heart through the sacrifices. We dance before the Lord based on what Christ has done for us. We dance before the Lord, maybe only figuratively, got one dancer. We dance before the Lord, but Christ supplies the beat. We celebrate that we come before the Lord today, but it is Christ who supplies the salvation and forgiveness, making it possible for us to approach God with confidence. We praise the Lord as we come to the Lord's Supper, but it is Christ who supplies His body and blood for our righteousness. And one day we will enter into God's eternal kingdom, Christ supplying the beat, the entrance music, the entrance righteousness and holiness covering our sin. So look at those words of Psalm 24 again and realize they're about you because of what Christ has done. You have clean hands and a pure heart because of Christ. You do not long for what is false or lie when under an oath because of Christ working in you. You will receive blessing from the Lord, a righteousness from God your Savior. You may dance before the Lord because Christ is supplying the beat. We approach the Lord based on what He has done. All Saints' Day is all about dancing before the Lord. And those of us who are still waiting in the faith know that those who have gone before us are dancing before the Lord. And one day we'll be all raised from the dead so that in God's forever kingdom, we will always celebrate and dance to the beat that Christ gives us. And after answering the priest, after showing that they understood that they could only approach the Lord because of what the Lord did, the group continues singing and dancing on their way to Jerusalem. They approached the wall of Jerusalem and the gates of the city, and with singing and dancing, the group shouts those next verses from the psalm. Stand up, you gates, stand tall, swing open wide to let the King of Glory come in. And the gatekeeper asks the group, who is this King of Glory? The gatekeeper's job is to keep the gate closed, unless the people were Israelites or friends. This group of approaching, well, you couldn't easily identify King David among them because David wasn't wearing his royal robes. Instead, he was dressed humbly, plainly, wearing a linen robe, more like a priest. So the gatekeeper doesn't automatically open the gate for them. Plus, this group was dancing and singing praises to the King of Glory. And the gatekeeper might have been thinking, no other king should enter except David. And I don't see him there. Or maybe this psalm shows us part of the liturgy, part of the ritual, part of the celebration, checking to see what the people would say. Were they dancing and singing, celebrating David as King of Glory? In that case, they would be forgetting that it was God who supplied the beat for the dance. The gatekeeper's question seems to be double-checking. Who is your King of Glory, David or God? The people's answer in the next verse shows that they remember who supplies the beat. They said, it is the Lord, the Almighty, who comes victorious from all his battles. And with that, the people shout to the gatekeeper again, stand up, you gate, stand tall, swing as wide as you can to let the King of Glory come in. And the gatekeepers check one more time, who is this King of Glory? And again, the people show that they remember who supplies the beat for the dance. It is the Lord. It is the conqueror who comes victorious with all his armies. And so the gates open wide to allow the group to bring in the Ark of the Covenant. The King of Glory comes to dwell in Jerusalem. The Lord comes to live with his people there in the royal city. The people have access to the Lord because of what God did for them through the sacrifices, through the rituals, through his forgiveness, love, and mercy. God was in the city supplying the beat so that the people could dance the dance of salvation. The Lord is the victorious King. He is the true leader of the people. He is supplying the beat, and so all the dancing is coming from him. And because God is victorious and strong and glorious, it is the Lord's power that is celebrated, and it is the same with us with Christ. Christ will lead us into the eternal kingdom, but he won't do that because of what we have done. He will raise us to new life on the last day, raise us as his saints, his holy ones, because he supplies the beat. He supplies the righteousness. Christ is the victorious one who defeated death and rose again. Christ is the King who brings salvation. It's the hands of Christ, his hands nailed to the cross, that supply the beat to this dance celebration. Christ is the one-man band playing all the drums and the guitar and the bass. Christ is laying down music for this celebration, and he laid down his life to make you clean and pure and holy and true. And on the last day, when he leads us to the eternal Jerusalem, we will sing and shout to his song. It is the Lord, it is the conqueror who comes victorious with all his armies.